We made it.
Yeah, we made it.
8 years.
Congratulations.
Guest mic two. That's you, right?
Yep, I'm mic two.
Hooray! Well, everybody, guess who's here with me in the studio for the 8th anniversary show? It's Plastic Owl.
Okay, I was waiting for them to guess.
Yeah. We gave them enough time. Yeah. It's Bikkuver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast on CJSF 90.1 FM.
On top of Burnaby Mountain.
That's right. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. And this is Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. And we've been here for 8 years on the air.
416 weeks.
I know. It has been a while, hasn't it?
Yes. Congratulations.
Yes. And, you know, we're just going to kind of play our favorites here. I really enjoy the Gravity Rush soundtrack. It's very good. We actually did an entire, way back in, oh gosh, when was it? 2018, 2019. We did a whole episode on Save Gravity Rush. And we actually ended up extending the server closure. So we bought ourselves like 6 months of time before the server shut down. So good job, everybody. Well done. Just one of the many exploits and highlights that this program has done. We've worked with Kitty on Fire Records. We've gone and interviewed game developers and musicians and exhibitions, all that.
Gaming expos.
Yeah, absolutely. That's been there. Yep. And you've been along for the ride, netizens, joining us in the virtual plaza every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. And you've also been with us on the repeat episodes, on the podcast episodes, for those of you who were fans of the show way back in 2016.
Way back.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, we're just going to have fun. We're going to play some music. Plastic Owl has a cassette here. And, of course, we have to play Gluckschmerz. We'd be remiss if we didn't play this whole song. This is the theme song to Bikkuver, chosen a couple years back. And
excellent choice for theme song.
Yeah, Schnoodlebug is great. If you go back into the archives, you can find a three-part interview done over several weeks with Schnoodlebug for his 3D film Roach, which premiered at the Slice of Life Gallery on Venables. Yeah, I think that's where it is. Commercial. Just down the road from that good gelato spot. Off the drive. So we'll listen to Gluckschmerz here, and we'll be back, because this is Bikkuver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast. We'll be right back. song by Schnoodlebug from Pop 2 Plus, a collection of tracks recorded February to March 2020. And we got another track coming up after this, and I also have on my playlist here, I got some Bryface. I've got some Lukash from Ukraine, but now California, I think. Can't remember. Hitori Tori from Vancouver. Floor Baba.
Excellent.
Windows noises.
Ooh.
Hooray. Okay, get it.
Is that mixing through the radio? Or?
It is.
Oh, everybody can hear that.
Everybody. Floor Baba from originally Detroit, but now Pittsburgh? Maybe somewhere else. Maybe Texas. Can't remember.
Kalamazoo.
French ambient chiptune. We got some soundtrack stuff. We got Graz from Seattle.
Ooh.
We got Bitumen, who's Italy. Well, Vancouver via Italy.
Ooh.
Gaskeep from Cambridge, UK, but now lives in the US. Mist Funk, which is Misty Gree Arts Collective. Toriana from Japan. Scythe from Japan. Dream Catalog, which is a London-based record label for Vaporwave. Pacific Plaza, the album that we'll play from there is from, excuse me, Seattle. Yes, more Schnoodlebug. This track, I think, was on the Roach soundtrack. And Roach was really cool. It was a 3D film. When was the last time you watched a, like, actual red and blue 3D film?
I think it was a special episode of Third Rock from the Sun.
Nice.
We had to go to the Time Out gas station.
Oh, wow.
To buy chocolate bars that came with the
3D glasses.
3D glasses. When was that here? Thank you, Internet, to answer questions that I never thought I needed to answer.
It's true. Just consult the Oracle in the virtual plaza.
Yeah. Okay.
But not Oracle. Just the Oracle.
I don't remember anything about that show. I just remember that they were free of Jell-O.
8 years.
And then Alf ate cats for some reason.
Third You've row. Performed live on the program.
I have.
That was last year. That was good times. We've also been on board for some Fun Drive episodes. Fun Drive is coming up soon, by the way, folks.
Fun Drive.
Don't you worry. Hopefully we'll get Plastic Owl back, because as a Fun Drive co-pilot, he is one of the best.
Third Rock Sounds from the Sun 3D episode was meant to send a message to the network. Oh, I don't want to read this. Never mind.
Not worth it.
I mean, I could. Yeah, there, Candy Bar tie-in for Third Rock from the Sun 3D episode, our Reddit/ForgottenTV.
Nice. Forgotten TV.
Yeah.
There's a lot of forgotten media that we've played on this program. Yeah. There's this one weirdo Christmas album, like left field experimental glitchy Christmas album that I've been trying to find. I found it on a forum years ago. One of the tracks was Bling Crosby White Christmas, I think. Yeah, because there was another track from Bling Crosby that I had. Yeah, it was Uh-Oh, Mr. Sandman Goes to Belleville. And I couldn't find it anywhere online, and then I had to do some digging. And I did find it. So
okay, I found it. It was the episode 1997, Nightmare on Dick Street.
The main character of Third Rock from the Sun.
I was 6 years old. Should
John
I have been
Lithgow,
watching this?
Who also played Winston Churchill in that more recent series.
I thought that was Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman probably did,
one?
but it was The Crown, I think, and John Lithgow played Winston Churchill.
He's also Dumbledore now.
He's also in the sequel to 2001, the 2010, the year we made contact.
I was told not to watch that.
It's okay.
I'm trying to find about that candy bar tie-in, and then, you know, whatever you do, don't take a flight with John Lithgow as the person next to you. Don't get on the same plane as him. You see him in line, get on a different plane. Just wait.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. It's 1997, so there's not a lot of things about it.
97. I was still in the Bay Area at that time.
We were still babies. It's like taking candy from a baby. Oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
It's
also
Schnoodlebug?
Schnoodlebug. Pop 2 Plus. And you can actually purchase this album for zero galactic credits if you want. Just go to schnoodlebug.bandcamp.com and you can use all of your Nintendo eShop points. That would be a fun episode. Talk about like the economics, like in-game currency. We should definitely do that. Does Keynesian economics apply to
Schnoodlebucks.
Yeah, in-game currency, and then microtransactions, gross. Yeah,
every time someone explains what is it, crypto to me, I don't get it.
Either
I'm really stupid, or this actually doesn't make sense.
The time to get into crypto was in the early 2010s when Bitcoin was $40-$60 a coin, and now it's way too much.
How does that work? I don't get it. Anyway,
well, it's a proof of work thing, but I'm not going to bore the audience with that. We'll do that later.
Yeah.
And just thinking about all the fun episodes we've done over this show, like the North Korean electronic episode, the Pochambo Electronic Ensemble, which was put up for best documentary at the Crabbos.
It should have won.
It should have won, but I guess I didn't have big funding, so no comment there.
You should have gone to get funding to go, a grant to go to North Korea.
No, thank you. I'll pass.
I want to go.
I don't. And,
that's where the Pochambo Ensemble is.
Yes, but all their music's available online, so it's okay.
What is the name of the site you can stream it all from?
It's a takeoff on Spotify. It's called Juchify. Yeah, and you can download the MP3s from there with a little workaround.
Is that an official North Korean website?
No. It's hosted in the Czech Republic.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's a CZ website, or?
No, but it's hosted. It's made by someone who's Czech.
Oh, okay.
Shout out. Check yourself before you Slovak yourself.
What is the web code for
CZ?
For a DPRK?
It is I think it's .ko if I recall. Because KR is South Korea. I'm pretty sure it's KO.
Knockout!
We've also done many episodes where we're playing live on air. We've played Tower Fall. We've played Snow Bros. We've played Ham Ham.
We played
Ham
Halo. Hams Unite.
We've played Halo.
That
was
fun.
Yeah. Well, I gotta get the sound routed in here. I couldn't get the sound routing, but I think if I plugged it into the controller, I might be able to work around that. We've played a whole bunch of stuff. We've brought the arcade stick up. We've played PC games. We've played old retro games. Of course, all of the hype up and post Vancouver Retro Gaming Expo shows, those are always good.
I like your history of chip and
those
series.
Are great. Those
really
are super
where
you fun
had
to
the,
do.
Old electronic music.
Those are super fun. There, we've That's done great. Several episodes of those. The first one was on the theremin, the On Martineau, and the Trautonium.
Yeah. I had a theremin. I sold it because I hadn't touched it in years.
Mark Monoloquius has one, so host of the Observatory, go check it out. Speaking of the Observatory, they were the ones who gave Bitcoover the podcast its chance on
podcast.
Air. That's right. So if you go back to soundcloud.com/Bitcoover and scroll all the way to the bottom, you can find 20 or so episodes of the podcast format when it was totally computer controlled and it was just kind of chucked in there late at night. And then they were like, hey, you should do your own show. I'm like, you know what? I will. And then I was given 2 hours of radio, and we've been doing 2 hours of radio since 2017. Mm-hmm. And it's now 2025, year of our Nintendo. And Bryface is up now while we continue to yak and chat and all sorts of cool stuff. And I think we'll play a Lukash track after this Bryface track, and then after that we'll do some stuff. And we'll also get our tape up in a little bit, but we'll get that kind of queued up, ready to go. So
I was gonna shake it so you can hear it on the radio.
We'll have you do that in a moment. Let's see if we can go to, obviously you can go to bitcoover.com. That's where all the cool stuff is. soundcloud.com/bitcoover is where previous episodes are, like the Frutiger Arrow episode. That was one of the more recent ones.
That was a great episode.
That was a very good episode.
We have to go see that Frutiger Arrow station, metro station.
Oh yeah, Chengdu?
Chengdu
City in Sichuan. I have been there, but the metro, at least that station, was under construction when I was there. So
we got a bike down to the Frutiger Arrow district in South Burnaby.
Yes.
That place was cool. It was a terrible
Mexican restaurant. On a sunny day, on a sunny day, Vancouver actually has been put up as a Frutiger Aero city because of all the green and the blue and the sun and the grass and everything. Yeah, Frutiger rain. Yeah, History of Chip Volume 2, YM2612, Early Electronic Instruments, the Waterflower Studios interview with Chelsea, the In Memoriam of Golden Boy, several Mini SD and Strawberry Senshi cross collaborations, the Fun Drive episode.
Fun Drive.
Fairy Thing, aka Stanza Loon now, Schmoodlebug.
Yeah.
Bart Coover for the Fun Drive last year. The Hatsune Miku Holiday Special. Yeah. Webpage 505, of which Stanza Loon is a part. That was awesome. That was a really good episode. What else we got here? Just some random ones. We also got Mom Coover Round 2, Season 7, Episode 2. That was 6 years ago.
Whoa.
And so we got to get Mom Coover back up here. The Wizard of Ops as well, too. Break Coover, that was a good one.
Yeah.
A couple of SoCan and All Vancouver. Oh, Groz Coover with Groz. Mm. 7 years ago. Oh. Bri Coover with Briface. Commodore. Don't forget Gravity Rush, 7 years ago, season one.
Whoa.
Amazing. D&B Coover, yeah. New Coover.
And then we got to the point where it's always the same. Oh, no.
Snow that was Coover.
All the thumbnails are the same.
Yeah, that was a while back. Yeah. That picture actually was way up off of the Squamish.
Is that Joffrey Lake?
Or? No. It's in that area. It's off of the Squamish Valley River Forest Service Road, whatever it is. It's the FSR that goes by Squamish River. So you go up to Squamish and turn left, as opposed to going right up there. Oh yeah, Briface and Misty Gree, because when we tried to do the second Briface episode, the power actually went out.
Uh-oh.
Up the campus, yeah.
Womp womp.
So there's a video. Lit Coover, yeah, we're still here. Oh, of course, everybody's favorite.
Spook Coover!
That'll be happening in 2 weeks.
Love that episode.
Yeah, it's and also the holiday episode, Bitmas.
Yeah.
Plays as well too, but now we also have the Hatsune Miku holiday special, which is pretty sweet. So
I like that one too.
We can do that.
I'm surprised how much holiday music she's put out.
I know, it's pretty sweet.
Like how many hours? We played
well,
like 2 hours.
Well, I played two hours,
year.
And I probably had at least 5 or 6 hours worth of stuff just ready to go, kind of thing. Okay, we're gonna play a Lukasz track. We'll be right back, and then we're gonna play a little bit of Hitori Tori, and then. You know, we're just grooving, moving and grooving here. Plastic Owl is joining me here with Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast.
From Burnaby on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from on top of Burnaby Mountain. You've been listening to Vitcouver FM for 800 years. I'm joined by descendants of the original host.
That's right. Yes, no longer DJ Lately, I'm DJ Early.
I am Plastic Boots.
You are Chrome L.
Ooh, I like that one better. 800 years from Burnaby Mountain.
That's right. We're still broadcasting directly to your brain chip. Now that it's mandatory by law.
Yeah, everyone's obligated to listen now.
Of course, please join us at the top of the hour. We've got a ways to go, but at the top of the hour, we will do the news because there are some fun things happening around town. There is going to be a Halloween rave that's happening, and someone who has, we've played his music on the show, Riddlin, is going to be playing there, and he's in the Hattori Tori and Loot Canal and Vancouver Breakcore scene.
Are you saying Loot Canal?
Loot.
Like a loot bag or
something? Yeah, Loot Canal.
Like a guitar?
Like L-O-O-T, Loot.
Okay, I've been wearing this whole time.
It's like Root Canal, but with L.
Oh, Loot Canal. That's funny.
And that's Noriko.
I like that better than the carpet tunnel.
Shout out to Loot Canal. Shout out to Hattori Tori. Shout out to Gorshit as well. We're going to be the Kitty on Fire crew and Gorshit and several other people. And I think Deli Girls is still with them right now.
Deli Girls.
That show is coming up on Saturday this week on the 18th, and we'll talk about that, and we'll be linking up with Kitty on Fire soon. They'll come up and we'll do a little interview, so probably you'll be able to hear that next week. We'll obviously we're going to work with Kitty on Fire. We've got a bunch of Kitty on Fire stuff,
lots of stuff
later, and amazing.
They got a lot of releases, don't they?
They do.
Yeah,
they
we got, they got like 800 years worth of material for us to play. It's great.
So, Kitty on Fire Records. They have 5 stars on Google. Well done.
They only have 2 ratings, though.
Yeah, but that's amazing. Music.
I'm going to Google reviews.
Cassettes, CD, mini CDs, VHS tapes, and vinyl.
Mega CDs.
Ooh, let's see if they still have any jackets available.
Ooh.
Ooh, no, the pink one is all sold out. Dang.
It looks dashing, though.
It's lovely. I have a Kitty on Fire t-shirt. I have the, yeah, scroll down a bit. Probably on page 3 is where it will be. No, that's on page 2. Here we go. The Neon Kitty t-shirt. It's a great t-shirt.
Ooh, CJSF has a 4.1 rating. Out of 18, I'm going to write a 5-star review.
Well,
for us.
Thank you. I appreciate that. If you'd like what we do here at CGSF, please come and join us in November, in the first week of November. November 4th will be the Bitcouver Fun Drive show. We won't talk about it too much right now, but suffice it to say that Fun Drive is a fun time, and it's also a driving time, and you can help support community radio, and we'll talk about that much more when it comes to that episode, which is a few weeks down the road. In 2 weeks, we'll have the Spookhoover episode, which plays every every week closest to
Halloween.
Yes. And let's put a little Floor Baba next. Used to be from the Detroit scene and Staff Cirque and all that kind of stuff. But now Pittsburgh.
What's with that artwork?
It's super cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's very good.
That's cute.
Yeah. From the Dirt Bird EP, Floor Baba. Super good. I heard Floor Baba play at, I guess it was one of the Vancouver Chip Music Society Overflow series. So shout outs to them. They were another huge, huge help in getting this show to worldwide recognition. And we put Vancouver on the map as a chiptune destination. You know, we had huge names. We had Tori Aina come. We had Lena Raine, who did the soundtrack for Celeste, and among others, Steven Universe. We also had exhibitions from game makers, including Maddie Makes Games, who made Towerfall. As Celeste. We also had Danny Baranovsky, who did the soundtrack for Super Meat Boy. Great game. Everyone should play Super Meat Boy. We also had, of course, locals like Unicode. Shout out to Mike. Bryface. Shout out to Brian. We had Fazioli Electronics, who had the Tesla Coil music. That was pretty sick. I even did an open mic slot there once under Lately, so that was fun. I brought out the Electribe with the tubes. So there are pictures of me rocking it on stage at the Vox Cabaret. Oh gosh, that would have been 2018, 2019, something like that.
Ooh,
good times.
Ancient times.
I know. And, well, it originally was at what is now Redgate, but at the time it was Vancouver Art and Leisure, and the old. Yes, we're closing the door of the studio to get you in the mood.
Yeah, I forgot to close the door.
That's okay, no problem. No one's here, so. Some more Flarababa for everyone. Super good.
Nice.
Yeah, it's super good stuff. And then we'll play a little selection from, used to be called Solaris, but he's in Rennes in France, and his stuff is now under Amnon. And I remember I found, because this album is from 2018 that we're going to play, and then Onde, and then Celebre. I remember like trying to find his stuff, and then I went back and I was like, oh wow, he's got another album out. But we'll play this whole album. It's not too long. It's maybe about 15 to 20 minutes.
I like the short albums.
Yeah, nice little EPs or like short track releases. Yeah, Flarababa. Also, so Vancouver Chip Music Society, they brought me on board as the kind of in-house DJ. Did you ever go to, you came to some of those Overflow events, right? At the Fox Cabaret?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Maybe.
When was that?
2017, 2018, 2019.
I wasn't here.
Kind of times. Yeah, mostly 2018, 2019. And we did them
I was abroad.
That's right. Time. And we did those kind of every 3 months or so, quarterly. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Andrew as well for being the MC. We also had Mega Ran and Samus doing some of the first drops on the show. Yeah, Samus is great. She has her PhD now.
Oh,
and Mega Ran's super huge. He's big into wrestling in that world, as cool. Well as doing kind of like video game music mixed with hip hop. Pretty sick stuff. Yeah, nice. Mega Ran, I have a drop
from
him
there.
Yeah, it's super good stuff. I've done a couple chip hop episodes. Yeah. And yeah, Overflow. They also had the Chip Labs with Shannon Pongball and Matt Gravesy Boat, yeah, and Bryface and a few others, and Mike were there teaching people how to make chiptune.
Nice.
Yeah, and so they did that at a couple of different places downtown, at the library, and at coffee shops and cool stuff.
I've used a little bit of Tracker.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
There are many, many different ways to make chiptune, and that was kind of the whole point of the show, is to show, first of all, that chiptune is wide and varied, and it's made with both hardware and software, and some of it's original, some of it's what people call fake bits, some of it's plugins to make it sound like that, some of it's like modded and Tracker stuff that's all hardware. And another part was to show the depth of video game music as a genre. It's not just beep boop, although a lot of it is beep boop, and it's good.
Beep boops are great.
Beep boops are great, 100%. But it's not just that. You think of some of the more modern soundtracks, they can get quite orchestral, and they can get pretty wild. And for example, Polybridge.